All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called
Radio XU.
Welcome to Radio XU. I'm your host, Tom D. Tonight we continue our multi-part excursion to that great land down under, Australia. We'll be enjoying examples of the exciting Aussie underground scene of the late 1970s and 80s. We open the show with a track from The Scientists. Originally from Perth, the band made a move to Sydney and soon after released this, their breakout single and surprise indie hit, Swampland. released in December 1982 on the Agogo label. And now we're going to hear from a group that was formed by former members of Radio Birdman. Here's The Visitors with Living World. the capital city of Australia, Canberra. That was the Plunderers, with I Didn't Even See Them At All, a 1989 single produced by Rob Younger and released on the Citadel label. Before that, we heard the Happy Hate Me Nots with Salt, Sour, and Brighton, the group's fourth single, released in September 1987 on the Waterfront Records label. It was ME262 before that, with Feel Like I'm Gonna Die, an unreleased demo from a 1979 session recorded with Rob Younger at Sydney's Palm Studios. You can find that song on an eponymous LP that collects various tracks that the band recorded between 1979 and 1982, released in 2017 by Buttercup Records. And we began that set with The Visitors, and the opening track from their one and only album, the song Living World. This group formed in 1978 and was only active for about 9 months. The band included Dennis Tech, Pip Hoyle, and Ron Keeley, all former members of Sydney rock legends Radio Birdman. You're listening to Radio XU.
Without no love.
XU.
Singing with silence when I wanted music. Lighting my cigarette, the dark didn't show. Speeding to vanishing point into my mirror.
Newcastle, New South Wales, that was Pall Mall with No Word from China, a 1981 single originally recorded for a live session at radio station Double J. Before that, we heard the Melbourne-based outfit Primitive Calculators with Pumping Ugly Muscle, a song that was featured in the soundtrack of the 1987 film Dogs in Space and released as a single on the Chase label. Before that, from the city of Brisbane, it was The Fun Things with I Ain't Got Time Enough for Love, from a 1980s self-released EP. This group was led by Brad Shepherd, who was also a member of several other groups, such as Hoodoo Gurus, Super K, The 31st, The Beasts of Bourbon, and The Hitmen. And at the top of the set, we had The Thought Criminals with Fuck the Neighbors, from their 1980 album Speed Madness and Flying Saucers, released in February 1980 on the group's own Doublethink label. You're still listening to Radio XU.
I want to do the
from Brisbane. That was Razor with their 1978 single, Stamp Out Disco. Before that, from their 1988 debut EP, Knock Me Earlobes, it was Sydney's Plug Uglies with All Done In. We had the Melbourne-based outfit Teenage Radio Stars before that, with their thinly disguised remake of The Vibrators' Baby Baby. Their 1978 single, Wanna Be Ya Baby. And we started that set of music with one of Melbourne's first punk bands, The Babies, with their 1977 single, Da Wanna Love. This was the group's only release as The Babies. Soon after this, they were known as The News. I'd like to take a moment now and give a quick shout out to Alan, down there in Central California. Thanks for listening, Alan. I'm glad you're digging the Aussie sounds. I got plenty more coming your way, so stay tuned, my friend. You're listening to Radio XU.
Watching over me every night, I sail on my own across the ocean to my secret home. While I sail on the sunshine frame, find the seas and the tune of mine. The moon's almost gone. Though I'm asleep, I see all that's going on. I travel, and then look back. The ocean behind me is waning to black. Spinning straight ahead, it's never
I'm not afraid to Ring of friends is choking me. It's metal, cold and naked. 10 black seconds lasts a lifetime. Feeling so alone. And we must escape this drama. Must escape. But I've seen it all before. Recurring nightmare. Breaking their own spirits with their lives so pale and narrow. Sullen brow and brooding like some goddamn missing link. Lousy all-consuming burns a flowering inferno. Camouflaging sorrows, scarcely no time left to think. And we must escape this drama, must escape. But I've seen it all before. Scan the room in search of something sweet and sacred. Catching unaware all those with poor self-centered fears. All I needed was that time to leave them all forever. Left unto their own device of no good solemn tears. Must escape this drama, must escape. But I've seen it all before, recurring nightmare.
at you. Been 3 weeks, I can't get through. Phone is dead, baby, is that you? Skin to touch, nothing matters very much. In your arms, it's a raining pleasure. I believe it's 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 raining.
From their 1984 mini LP, that was the Triffids with the LP's title track, Raining Pleasure. This group formed in 1978 in Perth, Western Australia, and featured bass player Martin P. Casey, who later went on to be a member of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. We heard Super K before that with Recurring Nightmare, a 1982 B-side released on the Green Records label. This outfit only released this one and only single and featured Brad Shepherd and Clive Bramley, later of Huru Gurus, and Frank Brunetti, a founding member of Died Pretty. And we started that set with Wet Taxis and their single Sailor's Dream. Issued in 1987 on the Citadel label, this was the band's final release before they called it quits. Well, my friends, that's it for this episode of Radio XU. I hope you enjoyed the musical selections. If you'd like to see the playlist of tonight's program, or have access to a complete archive of Sonic Daydream podcasts, dial your web browser to sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. And while you're there, leave a comment and share your thoughts, or just say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Please be sure and come back next time when we continue our musical excursion to the wonderful land of Oz. Until then, this is your old pal Tom D saying, catch you on the flip side.